I'm David Shearer here, the SRSG for UNMISS here in South Sudan. I'd just like to wish you a good morning and to open this press conference by saying I will be talking about two issues this morning. One is the road rehabilitation plan for South Sudan that UNMISS and the UN is going to be involved with. And secondly, some comments on the revitalisation initiative that's going on in Addis over the next week or so. First, just on the roads. As everybody knows, I think, a well-maintained and reliable road network is vital to economic development and growth. And that's true for every country, but it's particularly important for countries like South Sudan, which is affected by underdevelopment and by conflict. When you don't have roads, without roads, farmers can't get their goods to market, traders can't do business. And a few months ago, when I was up in Awil visiting there, an area which is experiencing less conflict, and yet people were going hungry because food wasn't able to be transported up those roads. That's partly because in the most fertile areas like the Equatorias, the ongoing fighting means that food can't be transported safely or cheaply to markets in the north, but it's also... And importantly here, it's also because of the appalling nature and state of the roads. South Sudan has about 215 kilometres of tarmac road. At independence, it inherited one of the worst transport infrastructures in the world. For example, the road and the journey from Juba to Benchu, it's about 1,000 kilometres in length, and yet it takes 14 to 20 days to do that in the dry season. In the rainy season, it's completely off limits. On a well-maintained road, that trip should be a fraction of that time to get from Juba to Benchu. So fixing the road helps improve security, like in the Equatorias, where UNMISS is able to push its peacekeeping forces further and deeper into areas there to deter violence and give people confidence to go home, or even better, not to leave their homes. A better transport network brings people together and helps build peace. For example, the recent peace conferences that we've supported in Bor and Pibor would be much easier to hold if the participants were able to travel by roads rather than have to be helicoptered into different locations. So over the past weeks, UNMISS, together with the World Food Programme and UNOPS, has discussed priorities of roads with the government on which roads should be rehabilitated first. And as a result of that, our Bangladeshi, Chinese, Indian and South Korean peacekeeping engineers will embark on the mission's most ambitious plan to rehabilitate the country's roads. We are aiming, alongside the World Food Programme and UNOPS, to repair about 2,350 kilometres of roads. That's about twice the number of kilometres that we did last year. We will target South Sudan's key routes. It's including the Juba-Bor Road, the Bor-Pibor Road, the Yambio-Mundri Road, and the main supply route of Juba, Rumbek, Wau, Kwajok, and Benchu, and also the Malakal-Malut Road. Some of these roads were repaired last year, but were damaged again during the rainy season. Ongoing work on the Juba-Ye Road that started a bit over a month ago is nearly complete, and that will mean our engineers who are there are able to be moving on to some of those other priorities. The World Food Programme and UNOPS, if that support is coming from donors, and we hope donors will see the critical nature of the work, will rehabilitate a number of other roads, and they will carry out specialist repairs and more permanent repairs on some of the critical roads that UNMISS is working on as well. So it's a combination and a partnership between ourselves, the World Food Programme, UNOPS, and also, of course, the government. The primary responsibility for maintaining the road network lies with the government, but UNMISS has stepped in to help because we all agree that a functioning road infrastructure is vital for economic development. If the conflict ends, and we certainly hope it does, infrastructure such as roads will help anchor peace by building that prosperity. I hope that at some point, hopefully in the not too distant future, we can repair the roads to such an extent that the trip from Juba to Benchu is a one-day trip rather than a 14-day trip. I want to just acknowledge also, when it comes to roads, the important role that UNMAS plays. UNMAS is the demining agency of here in South Sudan. It has cleared thousands of kilometres of roads, taking mines and other unexploded ordnances off the road so that people can travel safely around South Sudan. They've been doing that for the last 5 or 6 years. Much of that ordnance is left over from the Sudan-South Sudan conflict that's for now finished. The second issue I want to touch on this morning is on the IGAD High-Level Revitalization Forum that is taking place in Addis next week. I travelled to Addis Ababa at the weekend to meet the IGAD Special Envoy for South Sudan, Ismail Weiss, as well as opposition leaders, and to express UNMIS's support for the peace process. The High-Level Revitalization Forum is an important opportunity to bring people together so that we can make progress towards a durable peace. We are encouraging all parties to actively participate in the process and conduct talks with an open mind. Peace cannot be achieved, as we all know, without some form of compromise on all sides. On a final note, I'd like to thank you all for the work that you do, the people here that are with us today, to tell the story of South Sudan and its people. And I wish you and all those listening to Radio Moriah today a very happy holiday season. For those of you who are celebrating Christmas, a Merry Christmas to you and a peaceful and prosperous New Year. Thank you very much, and I'm now happy to take your questions. I should say, though, just before I do that, and that all of you will have a map in front of you, and on this map is the road network that is proposed to be rehabilitated. The coloured lines are the various companies and contingents of UNMIS, and the dotted lines are the roads that are that the World Food Programme and UNOPS are looking to rehabilitate with donor support. And I might put another plug in for the donors to get behind this important project so that we can increase the infrastructure, improve the infrastructure and increase the prosperity within South Sudan. Thank you very much.